word hurts. Okay, we are on Daf. Thank you.
Good.
Zion. Yeah. Does that anybody?
The
Mishnah. We got the Mishnah right. Aloha Bates. Zion of Bates. Kelim Adigmar Betara. Vessels which are completed in purity, meaning that you're sure the whole time you maintain their Tara the whole time from beginning to end. Tzrichim Tefillah Kodesh, nonetheless, they must be put in the mikveh before they use for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. Avolol Truma, but if you ensure the Tara of the Kelim from beginning to end of the process, they do not need Tefillah before you use them for the purpose of Truma, because Trumas have a lesser degree of Kedusha.
I am confused now. Water will spread Truma, but you can use this mikvah, that will take away.
Yeah, because it's in the ground and it's rainwater. There's special conditions of the mikvah. Okay. It's not blankets, you know, it's not your bathtub. Okay, HaKlima Tarif Masha B'Sovel HaKodesh. This is a principle which we'll discuss at length tonight. If you have a vessel, let's say the vessel has, let's say this vessel, right? And you add in here, so in order for something, say, to be makav, in order for something to become tamei or spread to him, it usually needs a certain measurement of the size of a beitzah. But let's say in this vessel you had pockets of stuff. You had a piece of dough over here, a piece of dough over here, a piece of dough over here, and a piece of dough over here. Now, separately, they do not make up... Separately, they do not make up a gebeitza, right? They don't make a proper size. But if you combine them all together, they would, right? So now, for anything else, they have to actually be physically combined together in order for them all to become tamei together, in order for the tumah to spread from one to the other, in order to make up a shear. However, in Kodesh, even if they're separate, they're still considered combined by the vessel. Okay? The vessel combines them together. As opposed to Truma, below Truma, that's not the case. Harvi Bakodesh, but something which is a fourth level of Tuma by Kodesh, puzzle, renders the Kodesh is unfit. The Shlishi Truma, the last level, however, by Truma is the level three. Truma, furthermore, by Truma, Nidmeis Achas Miyodim, if one of its hands becomes Tame, Chaver Tetorah, the friend is still Tar. In other words, one hand tamei does not make the other hand tamei. Of a kodesh, if we're talking about kodesh, matbil shteyim. You have to be if one of them becomes tamei, you have to put both of them in the mikvah because both of them become tamei as a result. Which, why is that? It should be instead of vehayad shehayad, because the hand of the hand is metamei's chaveret as metamei its fellow by kodesh, by kodesh avelo b'truma. One hand makes the other tali by Kodesh, but does not do so by Truma. Tani, says the Gemara. Tani, Maisa Mishachas is a Maisa of a certain woman. Shoisa Regas Beged Echo Betaro, she used to weave. She was weaving a garment and was purported to be Tar. Amra lo, so Basit Rabbi Shmuel Lishoel. And she came to Rabbi Shmuel to ask if she has spiritual mikvah nonetheless. So she said, Yotasani, I know Shalonitma, that it was never become tummy. And Shlona Sati Daiti, I didn't pay close attention, with Shomra, to make sure the upkeep and safeguarding the entire time consistently. Bitokshu Bodko, while he was asking her questions, Amrelo, so she said, oh, I remembered. Nidaba, a woman who was menstruating, came, Umachsi, mean she pulled me, Bechevel, on one of the strings which is holding the weave in place, which means potentially the woman who was in Nida would have pulled on the strings of the actual weave and made them tame, right? On Rosh Hashanah at that time, Rabbi Shmuel said, "Kedoyle meidira chomim, how great are the words of the rabbis?" Shomer, they said, "Kelim anigmarim b'tara." Even though the woman purports to have completed her vessel at a time that was in Tara, meaning that she had consistently maintained the Tara throughout the process. Nevertheless, you never can tell what suddenly happened, and she might have forgotten or not paid attention. And therefore, Tzichin Tefillah Kodesh, they must be tabled as an extra special precaution before they use for Kodesh. Avolo Truma, even though it's not necessary for Truma. had shum ma'aseh b'shas, another ma'aseh of the woman, shoyes ha'regas b'pachas achas, she was weaving a certain kerchief b'tara, assuming she was tor, was tor. V'vaz eitzel Rabbi Shmuel, and shkete Rabbi Shmuel is shoyel lo to ask him. Amar lo, and she said to him, yodas ani shlo nidma, I know it didn't become tame. Now shalon asati daiti l'shomra, I didn't pay attention, however, to safeguard it. We told Shuboka as he was asked your questions. Amar lo, she said to him, oh, nivsko nima achas. One of the threads was severed, ukshartia befi, and I knotted it with my mouth, which my saliva came into contact with it. Now, the thing is, the woman who's a nida, actually, the Karbeda says, let me refer, start this end. Karbeda says, obviously, the woman was a nida. Because otherwise, who cares if she touched one of her saliva? So, Lichaira, how could she have even claimed to make it Bidara? She was a nida the whole time. So, Karbeda says, a garment only becomes susceptible to tumor once it reaches the size of 3 by 3 fingers. So she was weaving the initial strand when she was in nida, thinking she would stop before she got to complete the third of the garment, the 3 by 3 inches of the garment. And while she was doing that, she actually put it to her mouth. When she put it to her mouth, the threads were mekabel tuma. So that why, or because they absorbed the saliva of her zanita. So amen. So she wasn't safeguarding that.
I'm just curious about in the first incident. It was
the
nida, it's
hesed.
Wouldn't that be
the tuma? Yeah. You're asking, what you really mean to ask, of course, is that they should have said even a keli which is nigmar b'tara should require a tefillah before it's used even for truma.
Right.
Yeah, but truma, even truma at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, I think, was the rabbana, and therefore they weren't so makpin on it. No, they're only mocking, at least most trumas are
rabbanan. Because the point is, I didn't understand the second.
Why by a truma that goes right? So that's the difference. Okay? So it says more further. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel said when he heard this, greater the words of the rabbis. Shamra, they said, even though allegedly, purportedly, it's completely matara. Three of the field of Kodesh, you need tefillah for Kodesh nonetheless. I have a little truma, despite the fact you don't need, not need it for truma. Hakoytech mishon feres hakoytech. By the way, you know, I don't see how anybody can come into this Gemara and say, oh, I love Yerushalmi, you're going to stay for this. All right. So I guess we lost him pretty quick. Good way to try to lose people. It says it up further. We had this case already actually for somebody who cuts a reed in order to be used for Kedusha for the purpose of sprinkling a mitzvah or such like. You cut it umat bila and you have to toivo it. The person who cuts it umat bila and the person who dunks it in the waters for the purpose of sprinkling, they both don't feel, they both require tefillah. Both have to go to the mikveh before they involve themselves in this procedure. Then the guy who cuts it, he has to, because he comes into direct contact with it. However, matbila, if it's just dunking in the waters, you can kind of receive it, why don't you just wrap it in a fiber and dunk it down indirectly? Rabbi Bila said, you're right. That guy, Taka, was dunking, you can dunk it directly, it doesn't require tefillah. The part there, who's the guy who needs to go to that and go to the mikveh, you can resolve that say by a person who cut it with the intent of then dunking it, so it's really the one self of the same person who's going to physical contact with it, that's why he has to toivel himself before he actually cuts the reed, which will be used then too, to dunk in the waters. Alright, Rabbi Shubha Levi said, Atkan, all the things that you said in our perek, in our mesechta, I should say, until now, the kachay mikdash mukudashim, they're referring to the actual karbanos, kachay mikdash, which are holy. Whatever we say pertains also, not just to kachay mikdash, but also to chulin shenasal taras kodesh, even to chulin which is made out taras kodesh, even to something which is mundane, regular food. But the guy who made this food is trying to preserve it in the same level of tara as if it was karbanos. The Mechamayim, the Aruch Shulchan brings down that the Pavli says the exact opposite. He proposes actually changing the gears here. That everything till now in the Masechta is talking about both Chulin Shenasu Taras Kodesh and actual kachim. And now, whatever we're going to talk about to random masechta applies only to actual kachim, not to chulin shnas lo taharas hakodesh. There's a dichotomy here. What was before, what was after, obviously is a secondary point. Okay, let's answer more further. On Rabbi Yochum, last line, may it do so, Rabbi Akiva, the concept which gets back to by the Kaili. No, you were here when I gave the graphic illustration. That all these things are considered to be connected, even though they're not touching. All those dimes, see them four dimes? Those are connected even though they're not touching because the Kaili joins them together. That's Medusa Rabbi Akiva, it's not a Doraisa, it's a Drabbanan. Rabbi Akiva testified to this effect. The Tzitha, we slurred over there. Hosif Rabbi Akiva, said, added on to those things which are, if you touch part of them, the entire thing becomes tame. He added on soulless flower, bactorius, incense, even though it's made up of fine particles. Unless if you touch part one of the particles, the cell of the particles, the entire thing becomes tame. Halavona, frankincense, vagicholim, coals, shenogatulia, miktasam. But somebody just went to mix to touch part of them, should possibly pass the entire thing. Rabbi Shimon Lokashar, so he says that from there we learn that the Kli is Mitzar. So you touch part of them in the Kli, everything else in the Kli comes to me as well. Rabbi Shimon Lokashar said, no. Yoidim Ayusha Kli Shoreis, Mechabrim, they knew the Kli Shoreis. If all these things, if this vessel was a Kli Shoreis, one of the vessels used for the service of Eisim English, it joins everything together. Why is that? So the Ribas and others bring down because the pasuk says, "Kaf achas asaraz aham liyakatoris." One spoonful of 10 measures of gold, full katoris by the kabbalists in the scene. You learn everything in the kaf, kol kaf nasa achas. Everything in the kaf becomes one. So the rice of that works. Amava loyitz. What's Rabbi Kiva adding? Al shori menachos. Interesting thing. That if you have shiori menachos, you have left over, obviously if you took off the komets, the rest of mincha is left over, shemechar mitzat, the sukkah considered to be connected. And even though they no longer require the keli, right, the keli is superfluous at this point, keli was necessary in order to bring it to Mizbeach, but the keli is no longer necessary. Even though the keli is no longer necessary, nevertheless, the keli connects parts of the mincha, which are two separate areas of the keli. The nation is cool with keli. Why is that? Even though you don't need the keli anymore, because now you just go to eat them. Because once, before the comments, all the components of mincha had to be in the same keli. So in other words, it's at that point, they all needed the keli, so to speak. They're all joined together by the keli. And even after you put the comments on his bath, that quality does not fall off. Okay, they're all still united. Okay? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Elah, B'Shem Rabbi Yasa said, Yodam Isha Kli Shoraz Mechabim. Yes, they knew the Kli Shoraz connect. My boy, when they come to testify on, Ala Soiles on flour, Vala Ktoires on incense, Vala Voino and on frankincense, Vala Gecholim, and coals. So if they're wrong, the same Kaili, the Kaili connects them. So that's what they came to say. Now, this is not just the Kli Shoreis. This is any Kaili. You find any of this in a Kaili? Flour, frankincense, incense, coals, and they are all Kodesh. The Kli Kaili joins them together. So it's a bigger Kiddush, not just the Kli Shoreis. But not just one of the Kli Kaili used in service space, but any Kaili.
Since these are ingredients to the Korbanos, would they not be considered a Kli Shoreis?
Is it actually leaking? Yeah, I better get a paper towel. Says more further. So in any event, so he says, Rabbi Yasso, that even if it's not a Kli Shoreis, it still is mitzarif to the stuff inside. So it says more, you know what? Nicho solus uktoris ulevoina. I understand solus uktoris and levoina, they're all integral to the carbonus for which they're, or the processes in the base of mitzvah which they use. However, kecholim, my. Why join? What is the necessity for Gecholim that there should be considered some integration of all the Gecholim? They're all considered to be connected. In a vessel, for what need do you have? When do you have need for specific coals that they're part of a mitzvah that they should be considered to be integrated and unified when they're in the Kaili? So Rabun Bar Kanav Tipater Gecholim Shel Yom Kippur. It's coals of Yom Kippur. What you to call Yom Kippur, of course? For the Bekodesh Kadoshim. Yeah, what's around?
That the underlying assumption of the Gemara has to be that things are really not connected, except...
Would you believe the flower is connected? Bala Batish.
Well, yes.
Why?
It's granules. They're separate. Each yeah. is a little granules. But it's how you look at it. It's, you know, it's psychological
problem. If you look at
the
flower, it's connected.
Background, whatever that thing is. You look at figure ground.
You know, I'm not making myself clear anyway. It's not flour like this.
Yeah, I understand.
We're trying to connect flour like... Flour like that. The coals are also like that.
I understand. But they are...
Right.
They are... It's not like they're separated. They are in an abstract. They are in something that...
That's a big Chiddush. To say a defined area makes everything all at once?
I see the Gemara has that attitude. I'm just so intrigued by it. It's just, I would not have thought...
By the way, it's a philosophical thing. I forget there's a big philosophical machlokas, actually, which is brought down in a book I saw called, we have up in our very quirky and interesting book, written on the 20s, called the Talmud of Madoea Tevel. The Talmud and the Sciences of the World by a fellow named Kamal Har. It's an interesting book. It's worth looking at it once. So he goes through all the sciences, obviously of the time, and how all of them were anticipated by Chazal, various different parts of the Gemara. And then he speaks about philosophy at great length. And he brings down, actually, he says, there's a machlokas between the philosophers. What's considered to be the definition of place? How do you find the place of something? So he says, it's the place where the thing is, or the place, the area that contains it. And according to this, he explains several machlokes min chazal. According to this, chakira. According to this, the thing. So here, actually, it's very interesting. It's a similar thing, because you're looking at it, it's bullshit. This is all the place. The place is defined by the container.
Right.
But the other side of the issue is that the place is defined by where the thing is spaced inside the keli itself. Okay, so that would actually be an afkamino. He speaks about it, about the case I remember, it's a case I forget in Bumit Si, I think it is, where you have an egos tzafa agave keli and the keli tzafa agave mayim in a chavis. You have, I forget what the word is talking about there, what we're talking about, kinyonim or something, but you have a peanut in a boat, a little miniature boat, and the boat is in water, right, which is in turn in a jug. So what is considered the place in all of the nut? Is the place the yes?
Do you know who Yitzi Stern is?
I know who he is. I didn't see him. I don't know where he is. So what's the place, ultimate place of the nut? So he meant the same thing here with this Gemara, I would say. So it says more, so we need some integration. So the integration here by the coals is the integration of necessity for Yom Kippur. Shekama shuchaytu machnis, as many as you can shovel out, he brings in, so therefore the organs should be integrated in, and unified in the keli which holds it. But the coals of every day, no. No, even the same vessel, if they're not physically connected by relying on each other, they're not mitzvah for tumah. If every day some of the coals spread around, they just toss them into the irrigation canal or whatever it is, the drainage, the ditch in the base of Mikdash. So then we see there's no necessity to have all of them, and therefore there is no integration and unification between them when they're in the keli. Ubi Shabbos is just a continuation of Bryce. Ubi Shabbos, if on Shabbos, coal spill, out of your off them is bad or something, Kevin Le Paskatari put on them an inverted vessel to prevent them from burning anybody. I'm Rabbi Sani. Rabbi Sani has said, V'chisoyles uktoy resu levoyno gecholim. Do soles flour, ktores, incense, lavona, frankincense, and gicholim kol, yeshlem shir eitzel zeh, do they have a shir by each other, Meaning, we're not talking about here where they're being used in the mitzvah. We're talking about in a storage vessel, right? We're not talking about whether there's a specific shear. There could be a lot more than the shear here at this point, right? So, Elam, lo mipnation iskuku lekelam, what joins together the fact that they're all unified, they must be held and transported and carried in a vessel. So the vessel joins it together. And if that's the case, v'acha nibnei iskuku lekelam, they say this is true by the coals. Even though you don't need all of them for shear except for Yom Kippur, there's no shear of coals except for Yom Kippur, nonetheless, the fact that they must be transported and held and contained in a vessel, that's what makes them join together vis-a-vis tumah. Now, it's important to remember that gechol and kols are normally not makabel tumah. The only reason they're makabel tumah in the base of Mikdash is because of the principle of chibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh, something which is holy, it's a special degree of intensity, which of preciousness, that it imparts tumah to things which normally do not possess tumah, such as charcoal, things like that. Okay?
There's no minimum shear for the gechol?
Every day?
No, I
don't. No, Yom Kippur is, but we're talking about the rest of the year. Let's say even the rest of the year, the Kli is mitzaren then. Okay? Says more further. Rabbi Pum Bar Chiba, actually, this is not bad for you for Chagiga. It's been going pretty well tonight. Rabbi Pum Bar Chiba, right. Asked, this is interesting, Shiloh. Can you bring the Kometz in two separate vessels? Right? Now, the Mincha itself, when you take the Kometz, must be one vessel. And the Kometz itself, of course, has a shear. But now, after you took the Kometz, you're going to transport it to the Mizbeach, and you transport it in two separate little vessels to the Mizbeach. Okay, that's the question. So it says, it says the vessel joins together. In Tamar, it says, so what do you do with that brisa? In Tamar, we're going to say the Kometz can be sacrificed. In two Kalim, the Mila, Tanina, Kli Mitzarif. For what purpose does it say that the Kli is joined them together? Who needs it? Yeah. It says the Kli joins the particles of the Kli together. For what purpose? You can even do two Kalim. Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Lezer, the southerner, said, located in Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Zina, which is Rabbi Yochan, then Rabbi Yochan is Yosef, and he said, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Ma'a, Mushore, Menochos, Mechabim, and Satzmon. Why they say, Shore, Menochos, connect themselves, meaning that despite the fact that they no longer need the Kaili, they all connect for Tumah. Because at one time they needed the clay keli, even though now they no longer do, but before the mincha was sacrificed, here too, it's not that the koimetz has to be joined together now. Once the koimetz is taken, they're going to be in two separate vessels. At the time it was taken, then it had to be in one vessel. Because at that point, the Kometz had to pertain to all of the Mincha. All of the Mincha had to be together, had to be lifted up from the whole Mincha. At that point, it had to be one vessel. But now, later on, two separate vessels are fine, too. The Kometz can be brought to the Mizrach in two separate vessels. Okay? I don't know why they would do it. Maybe they want to give an extra kibud, you know, Kometz carrier one and Kometz carrier two, but because it's very small. Who knows? So it says, Amara, I'm right beside Rabbi Mansania said, it's actually similar. Rabbi Mansania says, similar, not quite the same, but similar. I'm right beside the Chi and the Shari Torah Yisrael takes out the Solis here. Because Solis is the case we're discussing. We want to bring a ride from elsewhere. The Chi Ketores. The truth is the only relevance we have, the only time we have to have one keli is by menachos. Nothing else is be one keli. The ketores and many incense and many little keli. Levona the frankincense and little keli. Keichol and the kol are good transport in several keli. Nonetheless, they join together for tumah when they're one keli. But if you say the keli is a mitzarek then. Why is keli mitzarif them? It must be because that's the svara. The keli is mitzarif them regardless of whether they essentially require to be connected or not, as we said on top. So the same thing is true, I guess we were trying to say, by the case of the shnei kamatzim, that the shnei kamatzim, the two kamatzim which we have, so they join together because prior to that being separated, they were all one keli. Despite the fact that subsequently they no longer have to be in the same keli, since at one time they're the same keli, that's sufficient, that joins them together. Later on, even though they separate, since they're coming from a time when they were connected, so they have that status of things which are connected, that suffices. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Kahana Shol Rabbanan Tamar. Kahana, the Rav Kahana, by the way, he was called Rav Kahana in the Bavli, but the Rishonim is not called Rav because he didn't have the real smicha, just had the Babylon, the Rav of Mani. He just had the Babylonian smicha. He didn't have the true Eretz Yisrael smicha. So Kahana Shol Rabbanan Tamar, Kahana asked the rabbis in Bavel, at the time that he was there, I guess, Mincha Chaluka Begatha, or the Be'al Girsin of Yerusha in the Bavli is Bepisa. If you have a Mincha which is divided up in the vessel, now this is the kneading vessel, and all of it is there, but it's divided in two parts. There's a part on the north and a part on the south. And part of the part on the north becomes Tameh, but not the part on the south, right? This part and not this part. So what's the status in this case? So, Nid Mezu, if one becomes Tameh, is the other one becomes Tameh? Amarlei, Amrulel, so they said to him, yup, Nid Mezu, one becomes Tameh, the other one becomes Tameh. As Rav Kahana, the Kafsa, Tuma, does the Tuma jump from one side of the vessel to the other? Amrulel, they said, yes, the Kafsa, Tuma. The Tuma jumps. But here perhaps is an even bigger Kiddush. Vafpilu, and this Rabban of Eretz Yisrael still speaking, Vafpilu Acheres Bein Asayim, even if there's another one in the middle. This is a fascinating thing. In two parts of Menachos on either side, right? Here you got another Mincha in the middle. These are two halves. Here they make a hole. I know why I need two halves here. These are two halves. There they make a hole, right? But this guy in the middle, he's already whole. So if I touch this one, this is Tomei and...
Both.
Which both?
The other half. Perfect.
Yes.
But not the middle.
The two halves are not the middle. Because these need the keli to make them a whole mincha, because otherwise they're two halves and not a whole. But this one's a mincha by itself without the keli. So the Tumah transfers from one to the other without hitting the middle one. It's actually the Ravid's interpretation in the Gemara that's brought down here by the Mefarshim. But that seems to be the Pashim Shot. Okay? There are other Pshatim, but that seems to be the Pashim Shot. So it says the Gemara again, Amaleya, Pilu Achaz Rechaz Ben Asayim. Kamitz Mizu and Mizu. Okay, so you have this Mincha split in two. Can you take Kmitza from one on the other? Right? Can you take Kmitza from the one side on the other side? So says the Gemara, Amalei, so they said, Shmur lo shamanu. We didn't hear this as our own personal tradition, our own personal teaching, that somebody taught us. However, Mishnah Shani was the Mishnah. Chodot Atin and Lekama, like we learned later on, Shtei Menachos, Shalonik Matu. Two Menachos from which the Kmitz are not yet, has not been taken. Menisar Vuzubuzu, and they got mixed together. If they do kmitza from each one by itself, kisheros, they're kosher. Now, each one by itself, imagine what we're talking about here. It's amazing what you can do with a little bit of ingenuity. Here's one mincha. Here's another mincha. They got mixed together. Can I do the minchas now? Before the kmitza, can I do the minchas? Pashas not, right? So it says if I can take the kmitza from one, and it comes from the other, right? Then I can do it. Each comment, of course, has to be self-contained. So if you take a comment isolated from one, I have a comment isolated from the other, even though the rest of it is mixed together, doesn't matter. The mincha is about mincha. So what do we see here clearly? Says Gemara. First, Gemara kaimitz mizulazu, because you don't know that the rest of this mincha is actually all in one area. It can be spread out throughout the entire mixture, right? What could possibly make it all kmitza on the right mincha? Must be that keli joins them all together, and therefore wherever I take the kmitza from, it works on wherever the mincha is, anywhere else in the keli.
Sounds like
prayer. Well, it's not prayer because it's not after the fact. It's not retroactive. It requires clarification, and actually, we don't really have to fully clarify. We just have to assume we're saying it's correct. Okay, so it's not fully prayer. So it says the Gemara. Again, Kaidin needs the Tamar, like we learned over there. Shtei menachos shalodik mitzu, two menachos from which the koyvitz had partaken. V'yisar b'zu b'zu ne'yam mixu with each other. V'yachol yikol tzi yizu minei ha'zi 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 V'yeh Shoresh Hazem, I'm seeking Zuv. The main thing is that the Shirayim do not interrupt regarding because they're all the same Kaili, and the Kaili joins them together. As Rabbi Yaakov Barachar and Rabbi Yatsub Shemri, they both came and they said, Komet Mizu Azu, like we just said, Komet works from, so they take from one half on the other, even though they're not immediately adjacent, and Nidmezu. One becomes Tomei, one half becomes Tomei, the other half becomes Tomei. Hamsois lo midmez, but not the middle part. That's how I explained before. Lochitai, do we now learn Kavachas? Ask where I have. Wait a minute. Why doesn't the middle one become Tomei? Well, in other words, when I pat my quarter in the middle, why does it become Tomei as well? Well, so says the Gemara, and the Gemara backs up the question with a pasuk. Gemara says, Lochitai, did we learn? It writes up. When it says one spoon, it means everything in the spoon is considered to be one. So it says, "Marami chanir chinrach." He said, "Ena kli mitzayv eladava shu asur." A keli only joins together something which is asur to it. Asur doesn't mean forbidden, but rather means what's the other meaning of the word asur? Besides forbidden, it's actually the same meaning, but just applied differently. What's the other meaning of the word asur? Tied together. Not it. In Aramaic, the word asur means to tie. So which is asur because it's tied up. Meaning it's out of your bounds. Right? So at any rate, so the Gemara says the keli only means the type of thing to char which it's connected to, which it's bound to. Meaning if I have two halves on either side, so they need the keli, so therefore the keli joins together. It's supposed to quarter in the middle, which stands on its own. It doesn't need the keli, and therefore it stands on its own. Okay, says the Gemara. Rav Shira Lakish asks a very interesting question. Three chamanachos, a dry portion of mincha, which wasn't kneaded with water or flour, whatever, the oil or oil, which whatever they're kneading with, it doesn't have therefore the moisture that which the rest of the mincha has. So it has become tummy. Moisture works because it's makshir l'kabel tuma, but this is never makshir l'kabel tuma. It's sweet. It stays dry the whole time. So nevertheless, it's makabel tuma. The one that says it's makabel tuma because of chibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh, if you know, so it's precious and hectic. Makabel tuma, at least in Rabbanan, even though it's not the height of actually, it's Gemara's going to ask, is it that standard height of tumor or not? Let's see exactly what Gemara says. Why should I bother saying too much? Says more further. Interesting question. It's not really tummy to rise up. It's tummy because of chibas hakodesh. Is there rishon sheni shlishi revi by tumor because of chibas hakodesh? Or, since chibas hakodesh is only according to most shittas, I guess I should say. So I think there is a shita of chibas hakodesh to rise up. According to most shittas of chibas hakodesh is the rabbana. So therefore, what if? But is there rishon sheni shlishi revi? Is it really mimic tumor the rishon in total, and therefore has rishon sheni shlishi revi, or it's just a new tumor, meaning generic anything which is tummy, which has chibas hakodesh, it becomes tummy, but there are no gradations in its tumma. Okay, it's just generic tumma. So it says the Gemara, hey, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer asked the question, or rather he proposed the following. Vaksida say we call oichel asher yeochel for many food which is in asher yeochel of mayim yitmo, upon which word comes it will be tummy, but not just it will be tummy, it will be matame others. Yitmo, we can read yitame, that's going to make others tummy. Asher tumasai de mayim, it's a me, that which comes tummy because it came in contact with water. Osaminya, from there you can count down the ladder, notch one, notch two, notch three, etc. However, as Shaytu Mosai De Mayim, so which doesn't become Tame through water, and Osaminya, and it doesn't have counts. Okay, so three Chamnachas would therefore become Tame or Puzzle, whatever you want to call it, but it can't be Puzzle anything else. That's how we regard it. Okay, because it was never mukhshar, the Kabbal Tumo, all it had is Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh doesn't allow for gradations. This actually comes out of a... Alright, says one further. Hey, to Rabbi, whoever it is, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's question, are Rabbi Niblas of Tohar? What about a dead Purdue, well, it's actually, dead Purdue chicken, right? Niblas of Tohar. We know it's metame tumas ochlim, even if you didn't become moist if you swallowed it. It's metame, you even doesn't mean, well, that's a better example because it comes moist on the way down. But we know that nivah sotor is metame tumas ochlim, becomes tame tumas ochlim, the lighter degree of tuma, below hechsher, without becoming moist, uvelow. Tumor. And even though it doesn't come into contact with something tame other than itself. Why is that? Because eventually it's going to have the tumor nevela. How is it have the tumor nevela? How does the nevela sof tahor make you tame? Swallowing, right. So even before you swallow it, and even though it doesn't receive any beverage or any water on top of it, we call it tame because of, or it's susceptible to tumor because of what? Why it's susceptible to tumor even though it's not wet or moist?
It's gonna
become
moist and strong.
Even more basic than that.
Because it's a vegetable from tummy. Not
what?
Because once you swallow, it does become
tummy.
It has nothing to do with the liquid.
Yes, why does it become tummy? There is no liquid. You know, there's this game, I forget what this game was. Years ago, we had this board game, and they had inventions in the board game, special wacky inventions. And the legend, actually, there were patents granted for them, and you were supposed to invest in them. I know exactly what it was, how the game worked, I don't remember. And one of the games was one of the inventions in the game was a self-kicking machine.
Oh.
So when you realize that you did something, you messed up on something, you can kick yourself without having to resort to somebody else's prowess in doing so. Anyway, so we can get out those machines for you guys, because the reason why it becomes Tomei is because of Chibas HaKodesh. Right? That's what Toy Baro,
yeah,
oh boy, I should get a key machine for myself. Ooh, that's embarrassing. Sorry, I apologize. You're right. We're not talking about the kachim here. Mea culpa. This is Nivas of the Nivas of Tor is Metame to Sokhan Blow, but extra Blow Tuma, not because of Chibas HaKodesh, but obviously because of Tuma Dura, but in and of itself. In and of itself, because they were glazed or tumah on it, despite the fact that it's not moist, despite the fact that it's not food yet. Well, I guess it's considered food. So, but food, it's just because it's not moist. No, and also because despite the fact that it didn't come into contact with anything tummy. In other words, it didn't come into contact with anything tummy other than itself. It was not moistened. Eventually, though, when somebody swallows it, it's going to be the top of him. So Chazal made a tummy from the get-go.
We can
to Makal.
We don't become tummy by
the we do.
I thought we could go to...
That's to make you tummy to Mechamura. That's to make you tummy to the rice that you have to go to the mikveh. The tumah de rabbanan that ochel is tummy, what does that make you do? What do you have to do after you become tummy?
Wash your
hands, that's all.
So if you pick up, you go to the store and you pick up a frozen cream chicken, you have to wash your hands.
I know if it's in plastic, if you have to do it. But theoretically, you picked up a fresh one, yeah. You have to wash your hands. Okay, so says Gemara. That was embarrassing, sorry. I tried to make fun of you guys and ended up embarrassing myself. Serves me right. Hey, without being mukshar l'kabel tuma, without any additional outside sort of source of tuma, nation sof l'tami tuma is chamura, because eventually it's going to become tuma nivla sof tor. So if that's the case, why don't we give something the tree chamanachos? We should give it a tuma kalu at least in the meantime, because eventually it can be matami tuma chamura, right? So what's the difference? Right, we should give it a gradation of tumor, just so because eventually it could be metame other types of tumor, even when water comes over it or whatever the case may be. So says Maikadun, what do we conclude here? Mikola ochel shei ochel, I'll tell you. And from any food you can eat. Esha tumasu mishum ochel, if the tumor is because it's food, oisaminion, then they're great. Say no oisaminion, there are no gradations in its tumor. It's either tummy or not, it doesn't have rishon sheni or shlishi, etc. Okay, says the Gemara now, before I go on, actually, the Bavli in Menachos argues and counts, says that eating something which is chibas HaKodesh, there are gradations, rishon sheni, shlishi, rabbi. And I said before, chibas HaKodesh, only the Rabbanan, there in the Bavli, it's Menachos, it sounds like it actually might be the Raisa. But anyway, it's not clear, even here it's not really clear 100%. But anyway, in regards to the Chibas Kosh, the rest of the Rabbanan, the Raman Basman is that there are gradations, Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi, and some which never came into contact with water, but it does become tali because of Chibas HaKodesh. Rabbi Yosef Sher Rebbe said, this is a new sugya. Ochel Shlishi. If somebody eats food which is a Shlishi Betruma. Now, Shlishi Betruma is the bottom rung in the ladder, right? There's nothing past Shlishi and Truma. So actually, if you eat it, what should you become? A ravine, which doesn't exist, right? Says Mar, gotcha. Shlishi Betruma, nipsal gufa milecho Truma. If you eat Shlishi Betruma, your goof becomes possible to eat Truma. Now, there are two ways of looking at it. The way it sounds like now, it's like a Xera. Even though you can't get any, Shlishi can't make ravine by Truma, nonetheless, we made a Xera. If you ate, if you ingested a shlishi, so regard you as a walking shlishi, and therefore it shouldn't eat truma, even though it is, you can't make revi by the truma, but nevertheless, it doesn't look right. That's how I would have learned Baal-Badish. But the more actually later on, the Chesed Alap will say it's more elaborate than that. If I eat shlishi of truma, touches the saliva in my mouth, what does the saliva in my mouth now become? Theoretically, it should become revi. But the Chazal always made it clear that mashkin, I'm sure you remember this, mashkin always become a Risha. They always go up to Risha, right? Since it's Mashmi, always go up to Risha, so therefore, what do I become? Since my saliva is a Risha, I'm a Shani. So that's why I can't eat the Truma. Okay? What? That's bad?
Just because it's be Mashmi, it's something that's exterior.
It's Mashmi inside you.
So what?
Yeah, it's all part. So you're already a Shlishi, your saliva is a Risha, and then you become a Shani.
No, you ate shlishi. You ate shlishi.
You ate shlishi.
Right.
So you become a shame because your saliva is a shame.
You got it. Okay? Oh, come on. You see much worse than this. Says what? She battled hardened veterans by now. Says what? Rashuma Yitzhak said, this is actually the Bavli here. It says in the Chulin. I don't remember it, but it says it. Says in Rishul Yitzchak said, "Boy, ma, yes. What is this? The Krabi Lezer? It's like Reb Lezer teaches that we learned over there. Ochel ochel rishon. Somebody eats ochel ochel rishon rishon. Somebody eats ochel which is rishon. He becomes a rishon. Ochel ochel sheni sheni becomes a sheni. Ochel ochel shlishi shlishi becomes a shlishi. So here too is how we're saying that if you eat the truma which is shlishi, you become a shlishi, and somehow a shlishi shouldn't eat truma because you're puzzled. Right, you, as the language of the Bible said, "Dimsa gufa milacho truma." Your apostle, and therefore, it's not properly truma. Have you ever heard of Lezer? Says more, no. Divrei Akoli. Everybody agree with this. Kidei she'abado mina truma. It's in order that you should separate yourself from eating truma, meaning in order to make sure that you're not matame truma. So therefore, they made a special gzeira on you that if your body is puzzled, that you can, if you ate shlishi, then you cannot eat truma, in order that you shouldn't come to careless abuse of truma in some other way. Well, the Kavasos asks more, what about this? We say simply, ochel, ochel, sheni, be meiser. If you eat food which is a sheni, by meiser sheni, which is of course as low as you can get, nimso gubin loochel meiser, do you now become considered to be a rishon? That you can't eat meiser? Of course, that really makes no sense, right? At best, what can you be, taking the saliva theory into account? Sheni. And the sheni is not going to make meiser a sheni. By truma, you can understand. You ate a shlishi, but the mashke becomes a rishon, you become a sheni, and sheni can pass on the truma. But the more I want to know, maybe he didn't stock a blanket there, baal bakish. So maybe what it's happening is that when you eat sheni, mekani meiser sheni, which is sheni, because then you will become a sheni again, and if you become a sheni again, you still can't eat the meiser sheni. That's more of the question here, okay? So says the Gemara, the shmini min ador, it's here from now. Let's derive from here. Chachamim osim meiser. Chachamim forbid meiser, and it should be. What does it mean? Chachamim osim meiser. Should we take out the words v'lo shmiya? Should we lo shmiya lo? Should we v'amar Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zira? Mal chachamim osim meiser. What does it mean? Chachamim forbid meiser. Nivso gufo milacho meiser. If you eat, you're not allowed to eat meiser. Now this is, doesn't say what you did, but the Rashi, the Karmanator, helpfully brings it down. He says that anything, if you ate ochlin tamein, or did any one of the other things which makes you tamei tuma derabbanan, like tuma derabbanan, you can't eat meiser sheni. Now if you ate ochlin tamein, then you only become a sheni. Nonetheless, you can't eat meiser sheni. So therefore, if you ate sheni, we see it in this talk of Zera. If you ate sheni, you cannot go and eat meiser, cannot go and eat meiser sheni, right? Even though theoretically it should be possible because you're not making, there's no shlishi. And even after the saliva, you're still learning the sheni, which won't make shlishi. Nonetheless, it's a blank exera. Okay? The Kavasa, now they asked a similar question. You knew this question was coming. You knew for sure this question was coming. With the Kavasa, ha'ochel ochel revi b'koidish. If you ate revi b'koidish, we say nimso gufo milecho b'koidish, is he forbidden to eat kodesh or not? Okay? Or is Revi so far gone that Chazal didn't extend their Gzera so far? The Shmini Rado, let's hear from here. Don't Rabbi Yirmiyah, same Shem Rabbi Bob, our man. Oh, this is talking about, by the way, an Onen. And later on, we'll see, Chagiga, and Onen is considered like Revi Makodesh. Now, he's not, of course, he's a mourner. He's not a Tomei. He's an Onen. But nevertheless, they gave him the status as Revi. Why? Because he's not allowed to eat. So they saw, oh, well, everyone understands the tummy is not allowed to eat. So let's just call him a tummy. Okay? So says the Gemara, so they said later on, don't remember to share above our memo, also so called Ravi, because it's only they made it like Ravi. Adamas teaches us why to make a Ravi. Who cares? There's no Chamishi Bakredish, so why bother? So it must be a Ochel Ochel Ravi Bakredish. Adamra sees us, somebody eats Ravi Bakredish. You can't eat Kodesh, because otherwise there's no possible understanding to what they gave by making Revi, unless you say that Revi cannot eat Kodesh. Okay? Says, that makes sense. By true, well, that is understood, that we understand applies to true Korbanos. The same thing applies to Chulin, regular stuff, but when made by somebody who's meticulous in preserving the kedusha of that which he eats. So all this applies then as well. So Mishmina Minadot. Let's hear from there here. What time do you guys have?
Yeah.
But I just think if you can do two more lines, I don't think we actually can, but let's try anyway. This may add up. Let's start from here. Tia Tzolo, we learned over there. Shochi Behem of Chayev Oof. You shechted an animal or a bird. Lo Yetzer Merudam. No, it didn't bleed. Ksherim, they're kosher, doesn't matter. But they're Chol B'yadayim Mesuavos. But you can eat them even with hands of Tratami. It says Afopi, but it should be Lefi. There's no blood. So what made him Mukshu L'Kabal Tuma? You're allowed to eat him even if your hands are Tome. Rabbi Shimon Amer Mukshu B'Shchita. Shimon says no. Shchita is Machshavim. This is obviously Xeter the Rabbanan. But he says, since they were slaughtered, and slaughtering is Matur to eat, so slaughtering is as if it made them moist, the preparation to eat, and therefore it's as if they're Mukshu L'Kabal Tuma, right? So says the Lord, who cares? We're talking about chulin. Who cares? Your hands are tamei. Your time service means what? They're shiny, right? So what are they going to do? They're going to make the chulin shlishi? There ain't no shlishi by chulin, right? So who the heck cares? So it says the Gemara, Elizabeth Sherman, as you said, must be masnisha shnasu agava kodesh. Must be the chulin, which is made as if it's kodesh, and we see we're makbid. And it says here, Kirabi Yeshua, but all the portion say, Udulo Kirabi Yeshua. It's talking about, not like Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds that there is no Shlishi by Chulin Shanasu Lefaris HaKadosh. It has to be that there is Shlishi, because otherwise, this whole Brisa makes no sense. Okay, we'll stop here. This continues on in this vein. It was pretty easy for Chagiga, I must say. It seemed all to stay more or less awake. And,
totally unrelated to
yes.
But once it said, you know, Shkita doesn't require dam. Remember, Ram said that Mila
has dam. Must have
dam.
Right, otherwise it's not about Mila.
Right.